Hi, this is Brian Person, and in this audio commentary for Media Bullseye, I wanted to talk about the updated regulations that the Federal Trade Commission announced earlier this month on what Forrester Research likes to call sponsored conversation, something which lies in between advertising and public relations. And it's really a lot in response to, I think, the developments in social media content creation over recent years, where bloggers or folks on Twitter, folks on Facebook making online video are talking about products and services that were provided to them, or either monetarily or just something to review, in which their disclosures haven't been made. And so these regulations govern that disclosure. And I want to look at this from the point of view of the advertiser, the marketer, the agency, because I think that there's some real responsibility and onus on them around disclosure. And I'm going to go over the three key points of the regulations as outlined by Andy Cernovitz. Now, Andy is the president of the Social Media Business Council and has provided some good guides for what the new FTC regulations mean. And here are the three key points worth noting. The first is that disclosure is required in social media outreach. So that means if a blogger is reviewing a product, reviewing a book, testing out something, there needs to be clear and conspicuous disclosure. So someone coming to that blog, there can't be any question as to whether the blogger was writing about, let's say, an online product because he genuinely liked it or because he was paid or given a sample to review. If there was a sample, if he was paid, he or she needs to disclose that clearly so that the average person understands that. Number two, the agency, the marketer, needs to monitor the conversations and correct any misstatements. So if a blogger or someone in their online video post says something about the product or the service that flat out isn't true or is a misrepresentation of what it can do or what it stands for, the onus is on the agency or the advertiser to actually go in the comments somewhere, for example, and correct that. Number three, the advertiser, the marketer, needs to create and develop social media policies and training programs for their employees, for their marketers, for the people that are going out, even for PR people, for example, doing blogger outreach, to have the training, to go over the regulations, to make it clear. Because if there is a rogue employee that's not following the guidelines, the marketer can point back and say, hey, we had these regulations in place and we did do the training, and that will protect them from potential fines. And so I really, really want to just look at this from the point of view of the marketer, because I think this is really actually a step in the right direction. I know some have criticized the regulations, but I think that it's good because it's going to hold marketers accountable for their actions. And so if there's any question as to whether a product or service was discussed in an online forum or conversation and not disclosed, there can be consequences for that. And so I think now it's going to require marketers to be more careful when they're thinking up campaigns, blogger outreach. First of all, do they want to pay the bloggers? Do they want to send someone on a junket to a conference to blog? Is that worth it? Is that potentially, while damaging to the blogger, for example, to his reputation or his community, can also reflect badly on the company or on the brand that's leading this outreach and campaign. Really thinking about who are the people they want to be involved. Who are the bloggers? Who is their community? So really think about that and do the research. And third, really be thinking about, brands have to really be thinking about how they will be monitoring online these conversations that are around the campaigns, that are around the products and services that they're running sponsored conversations for. So that means if they reach out to 30 bloggers and let's say 30 other bloggers comment or write their own blog posts on the 30 original blogs, they need to be monitoring all of those conversations to make sure there are no misstatements or misrepresentations. So I think it's going to be a real challenge, and it will be interesting to see how it plays out. That's all for this month. This is Brian Person. You can find more from me at brianperson.com.